Hey, it's Eric.
And Kathy from The Mix.
And this is the Eric and Kathy Podcast.
Featuring highlights from our show.
Let's do it.
When Eric brings up a topic on the show, Whip and Melissa have questions.
My son got his license yesterday.
Okay.
So you do that and, you start running some numbers. It does unpleasant things to your insurance.
Wow. Yep.
Question number one.
When does it change?
I think it's 25, isn't it?
25 now?
Don't they always say?
I'm telling you, by that time, though, he better be paying his own insurance or we're going to have some problems.
Question number two.
Isn't there something where a guy who's under 25 can't rent a car on his own without...
Is that still a thing?
It might be one of those urban legends, but I feel like it's one of those things I've definitely heard.
Question number three.
Or is there a difference between male and female drivers?
It's based on statistics.
Come to the show with a lot of questions, right? And you just ask them in order. We never get a chance to answer any of them.
Oh.
Guys are worse drivers, I believe, especially at those young ages, statistically, I believe, than women.
That's
what
I heard.
They're more dangerous on the roads.
But I didn't know if they get charged more.
Well, I think that's why. Yeah, I think they do.
Oh.
Whip and Melissa have so many questions. Now, back to the topic.
Did I tell you that my 60-year-old got his driver's license yesterday and it changes your insurance? And I was just making an offhanded statement to transition that resulted in 37 questions and a full coverage and analysis that has broken down in bullet points and has now been put into a
PowerPoint presentation.
Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So be careful what you ask around here, because even if you're not really looking for an answer, you're going to get one.
When these things happen on the show, analogies come into play, and Eric's got one.
It really, truly is. Both of them arrive like a Slurpee that's too full.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of spilling over the top. Like you walk in, like when you first take your Slurpee to your car and it's spilling over the top, you're like, oh, crap. But about 5 minutes of your ride, you'll have enough of it out that it actually stays in the cup and you can accomplish driving without careening and trying to hold it and sip it. That's how I feel when I get to the show. I feel like I have a Slurpee with too much in it.
Stop it.
Yes, on some programs, the glass is always half full. But on this program, the Slurpee's always full.
This piece of paper sure looks white. You know where they get paper? Our trees. They get paper from trees. And if you've ever been to the Great Northwest, there's a whole logging issue that they're dealing with. You ever wonder what the logging issue is like? I heard loggers actually are the most dangerous job to have. Really? I wonder why that is. Do trees fall them? When a tree falls on you, does it split you in half?
No. The program that has many questions.
Eric. To say nothing of that, if a tree falls in the forest,
right. Can you actually hear it? I don't know if you can hear it. Maybe we should try it. Can you check it up online? If a tree fell on you on a scale of 1 to 10, which sad face would you have? I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Huh. Not ready for this.
Get it!
You're not. Is that what it's going to be like today? Or are we going to just ease into our day?
I don't know.
Have you both come loaded with questions and comments? And you'll burn yourself out by 6:15 at 8 o'clock to be...
I don't know. I'm more tired today.
That kind of happened a little bit yesterday. Did you feel the wind come out of things about 8 o'clock yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like a lot of days that happened.
Well, there you go. It really makes you want to listen at 8 o'clock, doesn't it, folks? Yeah. Burn themselves out early. We're like the ones that run the marathon, and we sprint the first mile.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then have to get in a car and drive the remaining 25.
I think everybody is, not everybody, I guess I shouldn't speak for you, but I'm more awake in the morning.
I think me, as opposed to everybody.
I think
everybody with the exception of everybody but me.
Right. Pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean, not every day, but a lot of times I'm just like more awake at that time, and I do sort of like...
At 5:30 than you are at 8 o'clock?
Sometimes I lose a little steam, you know?
Well, that
or maybe
might
the
be something
coffee
you,
wears off or something.
Two things, actually. One, don't ever admit that, especially when you're supposed to be on your game between 5:30 and 10.
No, I don't mean that I'd
and
like...
And two, maybe address the issue.
No, I don't mean... It's not every day or anything like that. It's just some days you're a little more awake at 5:30, and some days you're a little bit more awake at 8. It just depends on when things kind of like... Your natural rhythm kicks in. That's all.
Well, will you warn me when your natural rhythm is kicking in so I can get ready for it? Can you do that?
Yeah, I can give you a warning.
That'd be great.
We can scattered signal.
Okay. We'll have hand signals. Okay. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 o'clock. Mostly cloudy, otherwise in a high near 88. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Overnight low around 70. 50-50 chance of rain tomorrow and clouds in 81. Currently, we are
71.
Pretty warm. Got some big rain up there in the Rockford area.
That was the most significantly hit area. Yes, yeah. Rockford. More than 5 inches in some spots there. Some flooding, some cars stranded and basements flooded, that sort of thing.
I think the majority of the heavy rain stayed to the northern part of our listening area.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
This is where I was. It rained.
Yeah.
But it didn't really rain much last night. Although there was a time yesterday where if it really rains hard in one particular room in my house, I can hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's happening on top of me.
Right.
And so I heard that, and I walked out, and it was pouring, and the sun was blazing. You don't ever see that, really, do you?
Not really.
I mean,
it was legitimately like sunglass-wearing sunshine while it poured.
It's like you had that storm, right, just over
I had
your house.
One really, really angry cloud over the house. And just, 3 miles away where the cloud ended, blazing sunshine was coming through.
Right.
It was crazy.
Yeah, we had a couple of bands. On my way home from work yesterday, so late morning, it was pouring buckets as I was driving home.
Okay.
And then really?
And then last night, another one came through, which was pretty decent size. But I don't see any, puddles or anything like that outside this morning.
I did hear the one last night.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right, well, we'll see if that continues to be the trend today. Some say it will. I'm hoping that it won't, but won't hold more breath for that. As we look ahead, probably should do that. The 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
Upon us, leading into the 4th of July. But pretty much a chance of rain every day. Well, Sunday's mostly sunny in 83, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I remember saying sunny was like the good, or sunny. Sunday was the good day.
Saturday's not even bad. 20% chance of rain, sunny 80. That's good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
20%. Monday, chance of rain, thunderstorms 82. And then for your Independence Day, partly sunny, 81 with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. I think we're going to be okay for the most part.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fine.
I notice on our National Weather Service forecast, they don't give us the number percent for next week. They just say a chance.
Right.
Whereas up until Sunday, they give us the numbers, so.
I feel good about that.
I do, too. They just say there's a chance. It's almost like we're covering our butt just in case, but we don't believe it will.
In the event that it does, they can say, see, we told you.
There was a chance.
Chainsmokers with Coldplay. I was just thinking about, as I was listening to that, Chris Martin from Coldplay, ex-wife Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
How old is that Apple now? That kid of theirs, Apple.
She
like 27 now?
10, maybe?
What's the other kid? Blueberry Muffin? What's their name? The other one.
I can't remember that one.
Blueberry Muffin and Apple? I think so.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I think that's one of those moments where you're stunned and shocked to learn how old the kid has become.
Apple is 13.
13.
Yeah, Apple.
Teenager.
Yep. Okay.
Hopefully causing Gwyneth Paltrow all sorts of hell.
I'm sure she is. If she's anything like Gwyneth.
We'll see. Gwyneth Paltrow. 13-year-old Apple. How old is Blueberry Muffin?
I'm trying to find Blueberry Muffin's name.
Okay.
Chris Martin, Gwyneth, kids.
Zenith or...
Is it Zuma or Zima?
Zuma, no, it's like the drink.
No, but...
By the way, has anybody gotten that yet? Look, now I've become you guys. We ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. Moses.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Moses. That's right.
Moses is apparently 11.
Moses is 11.
Oh, wow.
It cannot be easy going through life with the name Moses. Apple, really.
Right.
Apple seems like just ever so slightly a little easier, a little lighter to deal with.
I think it would be easier to go through life with the name Apple than Moses.
Yeah, that would be tough.
A lot of pressure on Moses.
It's 5:52. Rain scattered today and 88 the high.
Oof.
Warm one. And humid, too, they say, obviously, with all the rain we got last night.
Oh, yeah.
All right, looking at the roads, here's Melissa.
All right, in the Gresham area, 75th and Emerald Fire in the Chatham area, 87th and Cottage Grove accident, and in East Chicago, an accident southbound Klein at Chicago Avenue. We still have all the lanes blocked on northbound I-65. This is still in Indiana. It's at State Road 114. There was a fatality accident, and they have not been able to reopen that road just yet. It's only two lanes. It's heavily traveled. A lot of semis take that expressway, and again, it is currently closed down. Now, if you're on the Edens in and out, it's 20 minutes. The Kennedy, it's still looking good. 20 Eisenhower, minimal backup. Wolf to the Circle at 18. Stevenson's 26 and from the Tri-State, and the Ryan is also 20 from 95th Street to downtown. Lakeshore Drive looks good. The tolls, no problems there. We're going to see how things unfold a little later this morning. This report is brought to you by GNC. Now through July 5th, it's GNC's summer savings event. Get hot value starting at $9.99 on your favorite essential vitamins, fish oil, probiotics, and more. Change begins at GNC. Now it's like a traffic for the mix.
5:53. Hey, I was wondering. Eric, you mentioned that you celebrated your twins' birthdays earlier this week. Well, my wife is currently pregnant with twins. Hey, I was wondering, what do I have to look forward to as soon as they're born? FYI, we also have a four-year-old. And if you choose to use this, can you say my name is Joe? Okay. All right.
Hey, Joe.
All right. Because it's early in the pregnancy and the information is not officially public. Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
All right. His wife's expecting twins.
Yeah. And they already have a four-year-old. Yeah. So.
I don't really know how to. I get that question quite a bit. People seeking advice when they're having twins. I don't really know that I have, shockingly, any good advice.
Do you remember what it was like at first when they were born? Was it really hectic?
See, here's why I don't know that I can offer that much because, you know, they were my firstborns. So that's my first experience at having babies. So I really didn't know anything else. So when we had the single baby after that, that was like, oh, my God, this is the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah, breathe.
Because your point of reference is two right out of the gate, and that's all you know how to do. So, yeah.
Right.
But sense. And I say that as though I was doing a lot and actively involved. And to that I said, I just wandered around sobbing.
Well,
maybe that's what you can do. This is a dad-to-dad question here. So you can say, Joe, just wander around sobbing.
Just
you'll
wander
be fine.
Around
I
sobbing.
I got through it that way.
Although I did change a lot of diapers and do all that kind of stuff. Because you kind of have to.
Yeah.
You're
playing especially if they're two.
You're playing man-to-man defense. You can't play zone on them. So.
Now, do you just go ahead and change? I mean, I don't want to say change two diapers, but, you know, sometimes you don't have to change it, like, immediately.
While doing one, you just do the other.
Go ahead and do the other
one? I don't remember it being that way,
ever. Because there might be a little something in there.
No, I do not remember it being that way,
Well, you feel like if there's anything, you know, if there's nothing there yet, you have to do it again in 5 minutes anyway when there is something there, right?
And I have boy-girl twins. I don't know what he's having, and they were, and continue to be, as polar opposite as two people can be.
I know, right?
Yeah, they are different people. It's amazing they shared the same womb.
Were they like that as babies?
Yes.
You know, just different temperaments?
Yes. I mean, they still obviously have that twin bond, but they are different people. There is no question. You know how you hear sometimes twins will say when they grow up, when we were, I was living in California and she was living in Colorado and I could just sense something was wrong, so I called her, and it was. You know, you hear those kind of stories?
Totally.
Yeah, my twins don't have that.
No.
Okay.
No.
Sometimes you see cute little pictures.
One of my twins could get thrown in jail, and the other one would go, really? I have no idea. Felt nothing.
Didn't
feel a thing.
No telepathy there. No
clue whatsoever that was going on.
No Jedi mind force between the two of them.
Nothing like that.
Did you ever see the twins when they're in, like, the crib together and they're, like, holding hands and
stuff
like that? Nothing like that with those two?
Did not happen that way. Not at all. So I hope I've been a big help to you there, Joe.
I don't think you gave him anything.
Yeah.
You gave him nothing at all.
And now it's, you know, changed because it was their 16th birthday, and my son has his driver's license, and my daughter couldn't care less. But, like, yesterday, he's had it for, like, 3 days, whatever it's been. And I came down last night. I'm like, where is he? He's nowhere to be found. So I call. I'm like, where are you, Taco Diner?
Okay.
Any excuse to go out.
Yeah, right. He goes, it was with one of his buddies. We're at the Taco Diner. He's never been there in his life.
Really?
Ever.
Who cares?
They're just trying to find, like, I'm going to call him today. Where are you? Menards.
Right.
Why?
Don't you remember doing that when
Staples.
You were 16? I remember distinctly just making excuses to go anywhere.
Places.
I'll go down to the 7-Eleven and get gum, whatever. I don't care. I just want to drive.
Yeah, that's probably part of it.
Yeah, like, it's exciting.
Taco Diner.
Are
I should
nervous?
Have said, on the way home at Menards, can you pick Melissa up some of those safety glasses she's been looking everywhere for? Sure, I'll do it. Sure.
This is the time to use him for errands.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Absolutely. So Adele, so that's it. You know, I'm probably giving up touring. It's not my thing. I'll keep making music about how men have wronged me. But other than that, I'm gonna lay back and enjoy life. 312-591-6800, top three things you should be giving up. Yeah, you should probably give it up. All right, I can't do Lisa because I can't manage the complaint letter that I'll get regarding the giving up of one certain type of diet beverage.
Oh.
I can't. I can't. With that whole can the tax thing.
Sure, it's a very hot button issue.
Yeah,
it
is. I don't want any part of that right now. Hey, Amy, you probably should give it up, huh?
Cooking.
Why is that?
Burning everything.
Yeah, you might want to then. That's the case. Probably should give it up, Rich.
Yeah, talking to my teenage son.
Yep.
I'd rather have a root canal.
Yep, get nowhere with him. Yep, you can have a conversation or a root canal.
Must be bad.
Mm-hmm. Number three, Bill, you should probably give it up.
Complaining about work.
Not going to get you anywhere, is it?
No way.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I'm actually a tool and die maker.
Tool and die maker. One of those things I hear are meet guys and
people involved in that industry, and I know nothing about it.
Mm-mm, yeah, me either.
Yep.
Sounds good.
At number two, should probably give it up, April.
Sweets, cookies, cupcakes, brownies,
uh-huh. The
whole thing.
Sweets, cookies, cupcakes, brownies,
I
all of
you
them.
I said sleep. Okay, but sweets. Yeah.
I thought it's written here. I thought it says sweats, cookies, and cupcakes, which sounds like a great Saturday.
Yeah. Sounds like the good life.
And your sweats, your cookie, and your cupcakes. And then finally in at number one, it's pointless. Might as well just give it up, Kevin.
Oh, trying to win an argument with my wife.
Stop trying. It's an unwinnable thing.
Can't be done.
It's probably a good idea.
Yep.
Yeah, it can't be done. And any man that says that they've done it, they're liars.
Yep. She's getting all up in your junk. Nothing you can do about it.
But remember, I didn't say I do when I got married. I said yes, dear.
Uh-huh. There you go. There it is right there.
Well, you're a smart man.
Marriage comedy from Kevin. He's absolutely right. The Mix. I am getting overwhelmed, and thank you for that, with emails right now. I probably just got 30.
About?
Squeaky cheese.
Really?
Virtually everyone says, your squeaky cheese, your cheese curds. That's where the squeaky cheese is. And you know what? You are absolutely right.
Oh, okay.
You ever have cheese curds?
Once. What? 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 I had them for the first time.
Well,
like,
why don't you just move to Russia?
2 weeks
just get
ago.
It over with. 2 weeks ago is your first time having the curds?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I have a question.
You call yourself a Midwesterner.
What?
Whatever, Putin.
Putin? You're calling me Putin?
Yes, I've also only had them once.
Oh, my God. I can't get you to watch Tommy Boy. You've had cheese curds once. What kind of American are you?
I was about to ask, have they, because I love mozzarella sticks or jalapeno poppers, all that stuff.
Yes.
But I only had something called fried cheese curds for the first time, and I was going to ask you, have they always been around?
Yes.
Have they always been in that form?
And I know,
how did I miss them?
I don't know. Many of you are listening right now going, well, I haven't had cheese curds either. I know that. I'm giving them a hard time. But I'm telling you go to Wisconsin. You have the cheese curds, you'll never go back.
I don't know how
I mean, you'll never go back to not having them.
I don't know how I missed them. That's my point.
They are tremendous.
Yeah.
They need to have them on menus around here.
They do.
I've not seen them.
They do. Well, not the fancy, restaurants you go to.
Right. Yeah. The fancy ones that I go to.
I know they don't have them at Know Me, but, maybe you get out and eat like the rest of us do, poorly. that's how we do it here in America.
I'll work on that.
Yeah. Get your fried saturated fats going. Let's go. All right.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, your misophonia, the noise that brings rage to your heart. Tara, what noise would that be?
I cannot stand the sound of when someone's hand goes against fabric or carpet.
Hand against fabric or carpet. That's barely audible, that sound, yet you hear it, huh?
Yeah, if somebody, making a bed and, running your hand across it to make it nice and neat.
Yeah, smooth out the sheets.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Caroline, it drives you crazy. What noise?
When I step on crunching snow, when I crunch snow as I walk.
Oh, I love crunching snow. You don't like it?
I can't stand it. No.
You like crunching snow?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I don't like it or hate it. It's
I actually
just
enjoy it. This one I do not. I understand this one, Liz.
When somebody's eating a bowl of ice cream or something with a spoon and the spoon hits their teeth.
A spoon on the teeth. Metal on the teeth.
Yeah.
It's a bad feeling, too.
Yep. Chris, the sound that drives you crazy.
Emery boards, like nail files.
When people are filing.
I'm with them.
There you go.
I actually like that one.
I hate that.
I don't feel anything there, but I get it. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. The sound of a fork on a plate when you, kind of scrape.
I get that one.
I'll give you that one.
Hey, Eric, real quick. My kid's a Hawkeye, and they have the cheese curds at the airliner down there.
Yes, they do.
Where?
Yes, they do. They still have the quarter glued to the sidewalk outside?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good. Hilarious bit. Gets all the out-of-towners.
Even when I was in school, you'd glue a bunch of loose change to the sidewalk and sit in a window and just watch people try to pick it up. Hours and hours of fun.
So on the forks and knives scraping on plates, sometimes in movies, I think to be artistic, they'll amplify that sound at a dinner scene or something.
Yeah.
I think for realism or something. I wish they would stop that because that's annoying.
Drives you crazy, Ken. Yes.
Fingers on a balloon.
Fingers, when they scrape the balloon, when they're squeezing it, that kind of sound?
Yeah, kind of squeaky.
Yeah.
Like awkward.
Ugh. Yeah, I get it.
That
I get
whole squeaky it. Thing's bothering a lot of people.
I just did this. Melissa did a moment ago, and it's driving Connor crazy. The sound of?
When people sneeze more than two times, and you've already told them, bless you, twice.
All right, so is it the sound that bugs you, or just having to say bless you over and over?
Well, it's the sound, too, because they're just trying to show off at some point.
Right, they are. A bunch of show-off sneezers.
That would be you.
That's me. Eric. I like to show off when I can sneeze. I like to do it. I'll sneeze twice and go, I'm going to throw one more at you just to show off. Sound that drives you crazy, Pat.
I don't like the sound of styrofoam, like when it's coming out of a brand new box.
Yep.
I get goosebumps all over. I have to cover my ears.
I understand.
It's that little squeaky sound.
It tends to be the squeakies. Elise, the sound that drives you crazy.
When my kids repetitively say mom, and then I ask them what, and they just look at me.
Mom!
I mean,
mom! Mm-hmm. Mommy!
Yes. Like
mommy, mommy,
you like this,
mama.
This is driving you crazy,
mama.
Yeah.
Mama,
crazy right now.
Ma,
yeah.
Ma.
We'll answer him.
Ma, ma, mom, mom, mom.
Still going.
Mom.
Right.
Mommy.
Don't worry.
Mommy.
Who knows?
Mama,
it?
Mama, mama.
What?
Hi.
There you go. That is great.
God, and it's so true.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, indeed. Oh, man.
The Eric and Kathy Podcast from The Mix. Downloadable every day to your portable listening device. This is 101.9 The Mix. On the web at WTMX.com and now via podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Eric.
And Kathy from The Mix.
And this is the Eric and Kathy Podcast.
Featuring highlights from our show.
Let's do it. The Mix. This is why I love topics like this. My email's exploding. You throw out, hey, what do you think of the current situation in the world? You get crickets. You go, hey, what do you think about Audi belly buttons? Can't stop
people
the emails
crazy.
From coming in.
Right.
That's why I love it. That's why I thought it might be of some relevance and interesting. I was reminded by my youngest daughter, Peyton, that she does have an Audi.
Oh, she
but
does.
But it's very subtle.
Right. Some are definitely.
It's a very subtle
more
Audi.
More than others, yeah.
Yeah.
Some really
She's
stick
like,
out.
I have an Audi. Thanks, Father.
Oh,
hey, come on.
Father.
Yeah, come on. Hey, Kyla.
Yes.
Anybody listening who with the biggest Audi? Yours sticks way out there.
It does, and it's because of my child, because when I got pregnant, I had an Audi, but it wasn't very distinct. And then
did it pop?
It popped probably when I was about 4 or 5 months. And
is it like one of those things when you put it in a turkey, and when the turkey's cooked, the thing pops out? Is it like that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's bad.
Yeah. How far out we got that thing going?
I mean, it's probably
foot and a half.
Remember Cabbage Patch Kids?
Yeah,
remember the Cabbage Patch Kids like that.
I'm going through all the ones I had.
Right. I remember them.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Or you know what's funny? I always thought that Kelly Ripa. Have you guys seen Kelly Ripa's belly button?
Yeah, she's got an Audi.
She does.
Okay, that's
she didn't show me that when I was there. Really? Because she's tiny. Like her belly button has to be like 2/3 of her body.
It's very similar to the way hers looks like.
You're not alone. I just got this. I have an Audi. I actually had to have surgery on it after I had my kids because it was so Audi.
Oh, okay.
So pregnancy can change it, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Mine popped back
totally.
In. I mean,
yours popped. So yours popped out when you were pregnant, and then when it was all done, it went back in.
It disappeared. It became flat.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the pregnancy, and yes, afterwards it went back into its normal place. But I do think that, yeah, with some women, like, you know, they say it's stuck out after that and it just doesn't go back
See,
in.
See, I'm the exact opposite. I have a mega, 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 mega innie. Like, you can keep a sandwich in there. It's that innie.
You get
that
lint? You get, like, lint in there?
The lint I take out of there, you can make a sweater.
Oh. Wow.
It is off the chart crazy. Yeah. It's like cleaning a dryer shield coming
Whoa.
Out of there. It's something. It is something. Melissa, do you remember in the past we've had different moments on the show where we as men really don't know exactly what you ladies are thinking or what your intentions are in particular situations, so we need an answer from a woman?
Yeah, sometimes we do that. Yeah.
And do you remember we had you sing that song when we're looking for answers from women that caused you to gasp for breath?
Oh, the Britney song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time for that.
Oh.
Woman answers you want, woman answers baby. Questions that make you and your boys crazy. Makeup,
listen,
fashion, sex and fashion. Woman answers, woman answers, woman answers, woman answers.
Woman answers, oh, sex and fashion.
Breath.
Yeah, ran out of breath.
Big
there.
Time.
Yeah, we're looking for some woman answers on this one. Let me read you this letter that I came across. You ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
I recently had to spend the night in the hospital following a minor surgery, the letter reads.
Okay.
One of the female techs taking care of me leaned over me to straighten out the bedding, and I could see everything when the top of her scrubs fell open.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right.
Jeez.
I'm not sure if it was on purpose or by accident. I say this because after the first time, it happened several more times. I only looked the first time out of shock. The other times, I looked away. Other than saying, hey, lady, I can see your boobies when you bend over.
Okay.
Is there another way I should have handled this, A, and B, is this a completely unintentional or intentional thing that women can do or know about? Good question.
So,
basically, he's wondering, does she know that this is happening? Because I think you're, as women, do you take the time to be aware when you're dressed a certain way? Okay, if I lean this way, the whole world's going to see it. Or does that not even occur to you? You just get dressed, and if it happens, you're like, oh, didn't anticipate or see that coming.
I think sometimes you don't realize there's as much show, like, you know, okay, my blouse is a little bit loose, but you don't really realize that when you bend over, you're showing as much as you think that you are. You know, like, mm-hmm. It's a little bit baggier and loose than you thought.
How about if you're a tech, as he says, one of the female techs, and you're leaning over patients all day long to fix bedding, conduct different medical things? Do you take the time when you're wearing scrubs to go, wonder what happens when I bend over? Or do you not?
Gosh, I mean, not in that field. I feel like in that field, no. I think it's got to be an accident.
All right, 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Two-pronged question here. Prong number one, ladies, we're looking for a woman answer. Number one, does she know or doesn't she know? And is she doing it intentionally or not? Number two, what should he say, if anything?
Yeah, that's an awkward position to be in, so what do you do?
Do you want to know? Do you want him to say something? Would that be awkward? Do you need to know for future patients? And I guess it goes back to the very first question. Does she already know that it's that way anyway? 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. We need some woman answers now on the mix. I was just reading this email. I recently had to spend the night in the hospital following a minor surgery. One of the female techs taking care of me leaned over me to straighten out the bedding, and I ended up seeing everything when the top of her scrubs fell open. I'm not sure if it was on purpose or by accident. I say this because after the first time, it happened several more times. I only looked the first time out of shock. The other times, I looked away. Other than saying, excuse me, I can see your boobies when you bend over. What's the polite way to handle this? So then I get this. And this is why I think that she's lost complete sight of what woman answers is all about.
Okay.
Hey, Eric, it was not on purpose. Medical professionals are so stinking busy, they're not thinking about that. In other situations, women are definitely aware that they're giving a little show. What an arrogant guy to think she wants to give him a show. I would not want to comment. I don't think he's arrogant even remotely.
No.
He's just there. She's come three or four times. He saw the first time. He's like, oh, okay. Maybe he doesn't know he's trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, he's trying to figure it out. Yeah.
Guy's trying to do the right thing. She's calling him arrogant. That's not
right.
Fair.
How does he handle it?
Right.
He's like, hey, yeah, she's doing that on purpose for me. He doesn't know.
No.
We're just trying to get an answer.
Right.
That's the vibe of woman answers. Jesse.
Hi.
Hi. What do you have to add to that?
I'm an ER nurse, and I had a baby, and I was wearing size large scrubs. Well, I had lost some weight, but just didn't have time to go get new ones.
Sure.
And I was holding a baby for a lumbar puncture, and the doctor started sweating profusely. And so I was joking around with him. I said, doctor, do you want me to wipe your brow? Laughing, and he wasn't laughing, and I couldn't figure out what the problem was. And then I looked down, and my whole chest was exposed to him, and I was so embarrassed.
Whoa.
Not because of that, but because I wasn't wearing a nice bra.
Oh, see?
Oh, you weren't wearing the good bra.
Had you been wearing a good one, it would be a whole different story for
right.
a whole different
you
day.
You could have laughed it off.
The old lumbar puncture whip. That's what they were dealing with.
Well,
that sounds nasty.
That not good.
I don't know what it is, but anytime the word puncture comes into play,
yeah.
I don't want to know anything about it. What do you think? Jennifer.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Your input is?
Well, I feel like at some point she has to know that she's showing a little bit of cleavage, because any kind of medical thing that she's doing, you know, IV catheter, putting on, you know, leads, then she mm-hmm. would have to look down and mm-hmm. she would notice that she's showing some.
So at some point she would notice it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Whether she fixes it or not, maybe she doesn't want to.
Should he say anything to her?
I don't think that's his place. I think that would be a little bit awkward.
Okay.
You just have to be there for a few hours, so...
All right. So your theory is she might know what's going on.
She might. I think so.
All right. Okay. What do you think, Amanda?
Oh, she knows.
There you go.
She knows. I used to teach. No, I'm not medical profession, and I have a high respect for medical profession.
No doubt. No question.
No doubt. We're not doubting that. No. But I used to be a preschool teacher. Yeah. So anytime you have a job where you're bending over a lot, no pun intended, she knows. I used to teach, and I had to wear high neck shirts all the time because, you know, accidents happen and things come out. So she knows.
So whether you're bending over patients all day long or bending over for two-year-olds all day long, at some point you're cognizant of something going on.
Oh, you yeah.
Maybe she
would you want to be told?
Care.
Would you want to be told?
No, because she's getting the attention she wants if he talks about it.
Wow. Hey. See? Wow.
It's a good question.
Like now he's not arrogant at all.
I know. I feel like they're in those loose clothes, though, and if they're a little big and they don't realize
but
who knows?
That's very possible. Caitlin, you're a nurse.
I'm actually a teacher.
Okay, you're a teacher.
Oh. Uh-huh. I'm a high school teacher, yes.
All right.
And I'm also well endowed myself. And
oh, congratulations.
I have to say, thank you. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of hard work went into that.
I'll bet.
But this guy needs to not flatter himself. There is absolutely no way she is doing that on purpose.
Okay.
It is exhausting. Trying to keep track of those things all day.
See, and I want to clarify, because everybody, the on-purpose part. I think the only reason he said that is because it happened like five times.
Yeah. No, you know, that happens. It's exhausting trying
right.
to keep track of them all day.
Right. It is exhausting to keep
not.
Track of those things all day, I would imagine. They're here, they're there, they're
right.
left, they're right, they're up, they're down.
I know.
Nobody knows.
It's hard to keep them in one place.
Should he say anything to her, Melissa, or just let it ride?
I think he should just let it ride.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she doesn't have the size of clothing is her choice, small,
right.
medium, large, whatever. The kind of clothing, they're always V-neck, you know. She mm-hmm. probably at this point is like, whatever, I don't even care.
Right.
I'll change it.
I just feel like him saying something, it would kind of be a busybody move, you know, by him. Like, why just, you know.
As opposed to, how is that?
By him.
Okay, I understand how it's different, but just kind of work with me on this. How is that different from you got something in your teeth, you got toilet paper sticking out of the back of your pants. When you fall over, I can see your business. It's just alerting someone to something they may not know. How does that make him a busybody?
Because those other things are something that 100% of people would definitely not want to be happening, and there's no way if they were aware of it, they would allow that to go on.
So then you're alleging that this might be... And if it
really?
Is, then he says what? Something. I don't know that I buy that even a little bit.
No, I'm saying, like, just, like, let it ride, like we said. Like, does he really care if this woman shows it to other people or
maybe
not?
Maybe he does. Maybe he's thinking she doesn't, might not want this to happen.
All right, well, then if he's that concerned about her well-being, then I suppose.
To answer your question, though, it's like it's more uncomfortable than even, like, something in your teeth or whatever, you know, toilet paper hanging off your shoe.
That's why I don't say a
private.
Word. I don't say a word about it.
Right. Well, I don't
you
either.
Got stuff in your teeth. You got toilet paper on your shoe. You got a booger hanging out your nose. I'm not saying a word.
You're going to leave a person with a booger hanging out?
I'm
not very nice.
Hey, showing your boobs, booger hanging out, none of my business.
Woman answers you want. Woman answers, baby. Questions that make you and your boys crazy. Makeup, fashion, sex and fashion. Woman answers, woman answers, woman answers, woman answers.
Woman answers.
We need to fix that.
No, I like that. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Makes morning mindbender. Things men over 40 should never, ever say, according to Barbara Pachter, business etiquette coach. All right, so I've got a full list. I gave you five options. We want to know which one ranks the highest on her list of stop saying it. Number one, was it good for you? Number two, let's do some shots. Number three, amaze balls. Number four, OMG. And number five, sup.
Okay, yep.
Which one do you think it is, Melissa?
Gosh, it's tough, but I'm going to say sup.
All right, Whip, what do you think?
I'm going OMG.
OMG. You have chosen to go with what, Adam?
Let's do some shots.
Let's do some shots. No. You are incorrect, and I'm sorry. Melissa, you are incorrect, and I'm sorry. Whip, you are incorrect, and I'm sorry.
What?
John is correct because you should never say what, John?
Amazeballs.
Exactly right. That ranked the highest.
Okay.
No man over 40 under any circumstances should ever say amazeballs.
It's a worthy winner.
Yep.
It is.
Yep. You don't say that, do you, John?
I don't think anybody should ever say that.
Right? I know.
John. I'm
exactly.
with John.
Right.
I'm
any
with John.
Living, breathing human, man, yes. woman, child.
That's what I was thinking.
That's amazeballs. What do we have for John?
All right, you've won a $100 gift certificate to Food Life, a Let Us Entertain You restaurant. Food Life is an urban dining venue with 14 distinctive kitchens. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You'll find fresh, fast choices in one convenient place.
All right, here's the list. I'm just going to go down in order, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At the top, amazeballs.
Yep.
Followed by, how much should we tip? Man over 40 should never say that.
These just know, I guess.
Yeah.
Was it good for you? Adorbs.
Oh!
Agreed.
Totally.
I'm uncomfortable even saying it in the context of what we're talking about here.
That's adorbs.
Let's do some shots. Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Irregardless. Yeah. Not a word.
Right.
I need to go pee-pee. Thanks, list. Blow it up. You know, like when you fist bump?
Right.
I'll do that. That's fat with a P. P-H.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. OMG.
Yeah, good one.
Sup. And I don't give a rat's ass. What's so bad about I don't give a rat's ass?
Yeah,
I think
like
you
that
say
one.
That, Eric. Yeah. You say that.
They write, what does it even mean? It means you don't give a rat's ass. And I don't give a rat's ass and you don't like it. Barbara Pachter from New Jersey.
Uh-huh. I know I've heard you say that.
Are there other things that your husband, your boyfriend, or your dad says that you wish they'd stop? A phrase of sorts. Because it just doesn't fit anymore. Not one of those confusing things like we've done before.
By the way, with nickels and stuff.
Yeah, wouldn't beyond that. Like a dad says amazeballs.
Right. Some expression that doesn't fit.
Exactly.
Right. You know, your husband says, hey, I got to go pee-pee. You're like, you got to stop saying that. 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Your husband, your boyfriend, your dad, your brother need to stop saying what? Yeah, dad's got to stop saying it. Your husband's got to stop saying it. Your brother's got to stop saying it. Amazeballs. I mean, enough. Amazeballs. Hey, let's do some shots.
Yeah.
Feel bad about that one.
Yeah.
Right.
I need, after you do the shots, you need to go pee-pee.
Oh, that's right. So bad.
Right. And finally, you need to stop saying it. Hey, Julia, sup?
Sup?
Your coworker needs to stop saying what?
Cool beans.
Yep.
Cool beans.
Yeah, that needed to stop back in about 84. Carrie, your husband needs to stop saying.
My bad.
My bad. Yeah. Yes.
That's a good one.
That one wrapped up in 96.
Yep.
Yeah. Your dad needs to stop saying what, Allison?
What's
up? Yeah.
No!
Oh, my God. That one almost 2003 on that one, probably.
Yeah, that one almost makes my stomach hurt. Yeah. It's so bad.
Remember how hilarious it was, though?
Yeah, people thought it was for a minute.
At the time, it was hilarious.
It kind of was when it very first came
maybe
out.
Maybe for like
and
the most minuscule amount of time
I disagree.
Possible.
I think that was about a six-month football season hilarious.
I'm
and
going
then it stopped.
2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Your husband needs to stop saying what, Stephanie?
So he comes home and he thinks he's super duper cool, and he'll go, "Hey, what's up, yo?
What's up, yo?" Oh, God.
I like that you use super duper, and he uses, "Hey, what's up, yo?"
You're a match made in heaven.
You really are. Hey, what's up, yo? I'm gonna drive that with my daughter today.
Yeah, see what her face is
and watch
after
her
that.
Leap out a window. Uh-huh. Hey, John, Dad's gotta stop saying it.
Whenever we're out in public, he always says, "Let's be like Moses and get the flock out of here."
Comedy.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Yeah, Dad. What's up, yo? God. All of those are amazeballs. No doubt about it. Here's how much coffee the Friends characters consumed over 10 seasons. This is that little piece of useless trivia that I bet embeds itself in the back of your mind. You'll remember forever and you can throw out.
Yep.
At 8:44. So, London writer Kit Lovelace, which sounds like a porn star,
does
tracked every cup of coffee consumed on the show throughout its 236 episodes and determined which character drank the most coffee. Guesses?
I can guess.
Good guess. I'm not going to tell if you're right or wrong yet.
I'm going to say Chandler.
Okay, Whip.
Ross.
Okay. See if either of you is right. Bobby.
Chandler.
Chandler. No. No, it was not Chandler. Emily. Emily.
Yes?
Hi, your guess.
I think it's Joey.
Joey. No. Whip, your guess.
Ross.
Just wanted to get that in.
Okay.
Jamie, okay. Consume the most coffee of all the characters.
My girl, Phoebe.
Exactly right. Phoebe drank the most coffee. In fact, over the course of 236 episodes, she had 227 cups of coffee. They figure that at $1.50 a cup, remember the time.
Of course.
$1.50 a cup. And then also factored in the 20% tip on all of those, comes into $408.10.
Okay.
Yep, well done.
I never would have thought, Phoebe, but...
What do we have for Jamie?
You've won a $100 gift certificate to Food Life, a Let Us Entertain You restaurant. Food Life is an urban dining venue with 14 distinctive kitchens. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You'll find fresh, fast choices in one convenient place.
Phoebe was always my least favorite of the six characters because she was too weird.
Yeah, she's very quirky.
Everybody thought that, pretty much.
All right, of all of the characters, she drank the most coffee. Who do you think drank the least?
Rachel?
That's exactly right. I mean, and it's not even close. All right, so Phoebe drank the most at 227 cups of coffee. Chandler was second, 212. All right. Monica third, 198. Joey fourth, 191. Ross fifth, 188. Close.
Right.
And then Rachel comes in at 138. So like,
that's a big difference.
50 less cups. See? Useless, meaningless, needless knowledge.
Totally.
That you'll hold on to forever. Phoebe drank the most coffee.
The Eric and Kathy Podcast from The Mix. Downloadable every day to your portable listening device. This is 101.9 The Mix. On the web at WTMX.com and now via podcast.
Thanks for listening.